Good morning. It's 6:31. This is Morning Edition on WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Reports of child abuse and neglect have declined significantly since the beginning of the pandemic, and that is not a sign of less abuse, necessarily. Could be a signal that it's going undetected. WHYY Zoe Reed has more on new ways to spot the clues.
When some schools began hybrid learning, reports increased slightly this fall. But child and family services professionals worry those numbers will dip again during a COVID-19 surge that's forcing some schools to return to remote learning. Agencies are educating those who work with children how to spot the red flags virtually. Take Delaware, for instance. Its guide for teachers suggests asking kids questions like, "How did you sleep last night?" and "What did you have for breakfast?" It advises teachers to pay attention if a student complains of soreness or if there's yelling in the home during virtual classes. Nancy Carolee is with New Jersey's Department of Children and Families, where reporting dropped 50% in the pandemic spring peak.
Our worry overall is that families who might need us or might need our intervention aren't necessarily coming to our attention because not many of them are being seen by school professionals, let's just say.
She says alleviating stress on parents can help create safer environments too. That's why her agency has used social media to reach families with information about mental health and food assistance, childcare, and other programs. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.